today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yoni is seen in Tafresh Lamed Beis. Dvarim haposlim b'schach. Schach posel, posel b'emtzah b'arba tvachim. Schach posel is when a posel the sukkah in the middle of the sukkah for tvachim. And we'll see that means if you have, let's say, a three-wall sukkah, right, and then in the middle it's gonna, you have a strip that's four tvachim, it's going to cut the sukkah in half and posel because you're only going to have two walls. Obviously, if you had a very, very large sukkah of four walls, and you had these four tvachim of pasul schach cutting through it, you could have two separate kosher sukkahs. Okay, aval pachas mi'arba k'sheira, but if it's less than four tvachim, then the sukkah is k'sheira. Mutar yishon tachtav, and you could sleep under it. Minat sad, however, if you have pasul schach minat sad, meaning close to the one of the walls, ain't no posel ela b'arba amos. It's only the pasul with arba amos. Right? That's the halacha of dofna kuma. Aval pachas mi'arba amos, less than arba amos, even if you have pasul schach. Why? The Arminan Dovin Akuma. Because you say Dovin Akuma, it's a lachla Moshe Sinai that Tahinu Lomar, that is to say, Shana Rom Ki Ila Kosol Nekam. Right? The lachla Moshe Sinai says that we view the wall as if it got crooked. It went on a became a crooked wall, became a wall that even was a wall on a right angle, and it's going to be kosher. The Yecheshev Zeh Haschach Apostle Niguvakotol, and the Haschach Apostle is actually you don't have to worry because that is part of the wall. And this is an halacha l'moshe misinai. So we already learned what exactly is schach pasul, right? Definitely things that don't go from the ground, things that are mekabel tuma, sifkat and beis, b'emtza arba tzvachim, in the middle of the sukkah, four tzvachim. Hayinu sheholech shir arba tzvachim al pnei kol ha-sukkah. We just said that the arba tzvachim goes across the entire sukkah. Sheyesh l'shalosh l'fanos, it has three walls. The arba across its length. The shear of arbet vachim who makom chashuv. The shear of arbet vachim is makom chashuv. Lahaflik v'lachaitz bein adfanus. We learned that in Inshir that makom chashuv is dalal vachim. Lahaflik v'lachaitz bein adfanus to go ahead and split between the walls. So if it's going across the sukkah, the three wall sukkah coming from the middle wall, cutting right through, it's going to split the sukkah. You only have two walls. Achay adfanus mo'ilos zulzu. V'niros kishtei sukkos v'cholachas rak kishtei adfanus. Right, the point where the walls will not be effective for each other. And it looks like two sukkahs, and each one basically cholachas really only has two walls because the pasul schach, the four tefachim, cuts it through. Umutal lishon tachtav, and you could sleep under these four tefachim that are pasul. Sorry, you could sleep up to under the four tefachim that are pasul. Right, if you have three and a half tefachim in the sukkah of pasul schach, you can sleep under it. The yesh post, which is somewhere in that pasul, arba tefachim asukkah sheirav. However, there are posts that say that even though less than arba tefachim, the sukkah is sheirav. Still, under that specific makom that has pasul schach, you can't sleep or eat. Unless it is mamash less than three tefachim. Therefore, the lach is a chachila. If you have pasul schach, okay, up to, and not including four tefachim, although it will not pasul the sukkah, even if it cuts it through, you should not sit under it unless it is less than three tefachim of pasul schach. Again, that's not the way the Shulchan Aruch held, but that's the way these Paiskim maintain. This is the Ravid and the Ran. Let's move right there. Sif, katan, balit, ilu akotol nekam. However, if it's minat sad, not going to pass the four tzvachim. Passes only when it reaches dalet amos. And because we view the pasul schach as an extension of the wall, I'll buy it a crooked wall. Dofen akum. Mashu l'charid l'shon zed, dafka v'kishan d'fonat v'kishan schach. It sounds in this lashon specifically when the walls mamash beat the schach. However, if the walls do not go ahead and reach the schach, even though normally we don't worry about that, right? Because we have good asik, or all you need is 10 tefachim of wall. We don't need the actual wall to reach the schach, and also you don't need to have the schach, right, reach the wall horizontally as long as it's within 3 tefachim. But here he says, even though knowing that Rashi Nekilu Magiyas the Malad Aschach, as we view the wall as if it reaches the Aschach, Afilu Lachi B'Yaneinu, still here, the Yesh Aschach Pasul al Sukkah. Now that we have Aschach Pasul on the Sukkah, and we want to be Mashiv Mishum Dov Nakuma, and we want to be Mashiv Mishum Dov Nakuma, Lo Amin Dov Nakuma. We don't take Dov Nakuma because we're not going to combine good Asik, okay, with the Dov Nakuma. The Yesh Omer Afilu Ena Magiyas and Fanat Aschach, and those that say that even if the walls do not reach the wap, the schach. Nami amin marinos kilu adovah magiyah lemalav nechav. We still say that we view it as if the good asik reaches the pasul schach, and then it will be nekem. He says, and if it's only within three tefachim, so there you're not dealing with good asik, you're dealing with lavud. There, everyone holds you can be mekel. He says, the aminim lavud with dovnakuma, because lavud with dovnakuma is a lot easier to say than good asik mechitza and what and love and dovnakuma. Sif katad. Hey. Right. So we said, we go ahead and the tzach puzzle becomes like gufa kodol based on the dokan akuma. He says, however, if the tzach above is not even, and rather it is like sort of the roof itself is on a slant, like our roofs. Even if there is a diagonal, okay, of arba amos, meaning even though the slant on the roof is arba amos, it's not going to bustle. Elam ken yesh b'mishchoy arba amos. It needs to be four amos in terms of horizontally. In other words, let's say the actual ceiling or roof going up of schach is on a diagonal and it goes more than dalet amos, saying it's not going to passel unless it's actually dalet amos from the wall, okay, until the point where the schach ends. We pull out a horizontal. And we see horizontally where from the wall until the point where the schach is, if you go an exact horizontal line, where the schach ends up, and that will determine whether or not you can apply dofen akuma. The im u akum lamala ulamata v'samach leishal kaira, and if it happens to be on this situation where it is a akum lamala, it's dofen akuma lamala, but ulamata v'samach lo yesh kora imakora ye arba amos. So what's he saying over here? He's saying is as follows, that if you have a situation where the pasul schach is slanting upwards, and below near it there is a beam, okay, and the total length of the pasul schach combined with the beam will be four amos, then even though the beam is not further than three tfachim away, okay, since what? Since there's a three tfachim difference in height, they are not going to combine. In other words, it goes like this. Let's say you have the, let's just make sure we visualize it. You have the schach going up in a diagonal, okay, and below, if you shot it down, okay, if you went ahead and made a vertical, right, from exactly where the schach ends up on the diagonal, you put a vertical down to, you know, down to that point. And then within three tefachim is what? Is another piece of puzzle, okay, puzzle schach. So what he's saying is, you do not go ahead and you will not puzzle it, okay, even though what? Even though it's within three tefachim, because the diagonal above is more than three tefachim from that pasul schach below. Okay, that's insane. Again, it's just to combine. It's not going to combine for the dalet amos. Let's move right there. So now we continue on. Hilkach bayis shenivchas peemtza. Right, this is the famous case of the Mishnah. Have a bias that in the middle of the roof of the bias there was a breach. Okay, so like a big square hole right in the middle of your roof or your ceiling, right? And what did he do? You put schach in that, let's say rectangular or square, whatever it is, breach in the roof. So he says, if nishar min atikra saviv bein schach kosher to the walls, pachav mi'arba amos, if from all the sides of the schach, right, there is what? There is less than four amos from the schach until the walls of the house. It's going to be kshera. Umiyu ein yishen pachtav. However, you can't sleep under the dofen akuma. Kol zman sheyesh bo arba tefachim. As long as there are arba tefachim of pasul schach, so true, you can go ahead and kasher the sukkah with the dofen akuma, but you can't sit under the wall. You have to sit under the schach, right? If the wall above you is not schach, okay, it's a wall, then four tefachim of that is going to already possible. Okay? So what he's saying here is any slanted any dofen akuma of pasul srach if there is at least four tvachim of pasul srach between the wall and the kasher srach. So although the sukkah will be kasher, you can't sleep under it. Okay, bamed varam amurim. Okay, besukkah gedola sheyesh ba yaser al srach le pasul shiva tvachim al shiva tvachim. What are we talking about now? With four tvachim will pasul in a wat, in a sukkah in the middle, and four amos on the side. That if you have a sukkah that there, it's a gedola, and you have within it at least zayin al zayin in the middle there of what? Of kasher schach. Okay, yaser al schach pasul, you're still going to have shiva tvachim al shiva tvachim of kasher. Aval b'sukkah tana, however sukkah tana, she'imba al shiva al shiva. Sukkah tana, where all you have is a sukkah that is 7x7 altogether, then bein be'emtza bein minatzad, whether it's in the middle of the sukkah, or whether it's on the side of the sukkah, if there's only a 7x7 tefach sukkah, it's going to pasul b'shlosha tvachim psula. It's going to become pasul with three tvachim. Okay, but less than three is going to be kshera. But you can sleep under it. It's interesting, right? You can sleep under the let's say two. Okay, even a little less than three, 2.9 tefachim of pasul schach when it's in a 7x7 tefach sukkah, because basically the whole thing becomes kasher. It's unlike with a sukkah gedola, right, where you have pasul schach, okay? So you can't go ahead and sleep under that pasul schach. Let's say a dofen akuma. You can't sleep under that. Here, no matter what, you can sleep under the pasul schach when it's less than three in a wat in a 7x7 sukkah. Umitztarif la'ashlim asukkah l'shir, and it will actually allow one to go ahead and be mitztarif in order to create a shear of sukkah. So even, let's say, you only have 5x5 tvachim of schach, at the end of the day, it's the equivalent of having 7x7 because the space will add up to 7 tvachim with lavud. Okay, let's look at the rest of the Mishnah Berurah here. It says, ready to finish day. Did we do it? Hey?
Yeah, we read it.
Yeah, vav. Umi wein yishen in tachtav kol zman. What's the lomar to af tasuka kulak sheira? Because even though the whole sukkah is kasher, mikol makom also amakom kevin shu aver tfachim, hu makom chashuv la'atzmo. Vein him spate lagar yasuk. He says, even though the overall sukkah is kasher, because you have dofen akuma, but four tfachim of pasal srach is a significant makom of pasal srach, and therefore you're not allowed to sleep under it, and it's not considered batel to the overall sukkah. Sif katan zayin, sheyesh bo arba tfachim, as long as it's arba tfachim, of pasul srach is going to pasul below. But after I feel in b'fnim asukah ain bo ki im shloshet tefachim v'tefach echad bolei l'tzad chutz I feel hachi aser leishet tefachim. It's possible even if inside the sukkah there's only three tefachim, but there's three tefachim inside the sukkah, okay? And you have what? And you have another tefach being bolei outside. It might be aser to sleep under it again. So you have this three tefachim of pasul srach. Okay, that you're sleeping under. And then another tefach jots out above the wall outside. So he's saying it's possible that that's already a significant chunk of what? Of pasul srach that you would not be able to sleep under, even though, once again, it's going to be kasher al dofen akuma. Sif katan ches, by a sukkah katana, where all there is zayin al zayin, then three tefachim will pasul bein be'emtza bein minatzah. So he says, ein bo el shiva al shiva. He says, this is not really precise. Even if a sukkah is not zayin al zayin, but it's really 9.5, and there's 3 tvachim of psul, because if you got rid of the psul, there's not enough of a hechsher sukkah, it's going to be pasul. So his point is that removing the 3 pasul tvachim will leave only 6.5 tvachim, while the minimum measure of a sukkah is 7x7 tefachim. Since the kasher schach on its own is not sufficient, the sukkah is pasul. However, this is only so when the inadequate valid schach is supplemented by a full 3 tefachim of pasul schach. Although such an amount is not significant enough to pasul the sukkah in its own right, it is still viewed as a separate entity from the valid schach, and therefore it cannot join with the valid schach toward the required 7x7 tefachim. However, less than 3 tefachim
of pasul schach would simply combine with the majority of valid schach and count toward the required measure of a sukkah. We are up to sif katan tes. It says here that sheva v'yishenim tachtov. The sukkah is kosher and one can sleep beneath the pasul schach. So he says, the kevan should never move it, chashiv kemanda lesa. Because since this is a very small amount, it is disregarded. Okay? Now, it's interesting. He quotes here the Taz, and what he is explaining here is that, the Taz really says, the Shaar HaTzion points this out, he does not really attribute this psak to the principle of lavin, and explain that the valid schach is simply viewed as extending across the area occupied by the pasul schach, since it's less than 3 tvachim. This is because lavin is only applicable to an open, uninterrupted space, whereas here, the space is actually filled with pasul schach. So that's why he says, the idea is that since it's a miut, it's a small amount, it's chashuv keman d'lesa, it's like it's totally disregarded, and that's why when you're dealing with a situation of a sukkah katana, where all there is zayin al zayin, so then whether be'emtza or with a tzad, it's going to passel with 3 tvachim, but less than 3 tvachim, it's mamish k'sheira, and you can sleep under it, and it's mitzdarif actually to make it the full-blown 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim of schach above, even though there is pasul schach up there. We are up to sif beis. Now the coming sif discusses the halachas of a space of open air in the schach. Avir. Now avir is more chamor than pasul schach. Avir will pasul a sukkah at a width of 3 tefachim, whereas pasul schach pasuls, as we know, a sukkah only at a width of 4 tefachim. Not only that, 3 tefachim of avir, of open air, pasuls the sukkah even if it is within 4 amos of the sukkah wall, as opposed to 4 tefachim of pasul schach, that will not pasul the sukkah if it is within 4 amos of the sukkah wall, based on the principle of dofen akuma. Now, even if there is less than 3 tefachim of open space, in which case the sukkah remains kosher, it's still going to be usher to eat or sleep beneath it, whereas one can certainly eat and sleep under less than 3 tefachim of pasul schach, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, even under less than 4 tefachim. So this is going to be, coming out of this sif. So let's see. Beis. Avir be'gedola be'ketana shavim. The law and the halacha regarding avir applies to a large or small sukkah equally. Whether the avir is in the middle or at the side, 3 tefachim will pasul the sukkah. But at less than 3 tefachim, it's going to be kosher sukkah. And the space combined with the balat schach to complete the required measure of a sukkah. However, one cannot sleep beneath the open space. This is going to be now explained by the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katon Yud. Okay, this is why Ein Yishayim Tachtov. Had the Chamir Avir Mischach. As for why the open space, the Avir, is more Chamir than Pasul Schach. So, B'sukkah Ktana, right? Ein Yishayim Tachtov, right? Why it's going to be more Chamir than Pasul Schach in the case of a small sukkah with regard to the issue of sleeping beneath it, and also with regard to a large sukkah, which is what? Which is puzzle by open space, right? By avir bishloshet tefachim uschach puzzle by avir tefachim. It's going to be puzzle by nisukah gdola. The avir will puzzle at 3 tefachim and puzzle schach pasels at 4 tefachim. So the Taz comes and explains, that the reason is that with avir, open space, the break in the schach, hahefsek b'schach, is nira, sheba avir nira la'ayin tfei, hahefsek b'schach. The reason is that with open space, the break in the schach is more noticeable to the eye than it is, mimasha nira, b'schach pasel, than it is with the pasel schach. Now, interesting. Some point out that according to this understanding of the Taz, glass, which is transparent like avir, so it causes a noticeable break in the schach. So maybe we have the status of air for this purpose and would pasul the sukkah at a width of even 3 tefachim. However, number of poskim, right, don't go with the Taz's explanation, Ayin and Sifchayim, and others. Also, again, the Taz explains well the distinction of the Sukkah Gedola. I don't really know how much his shot, how smooth it goes with the first Chumrah, that open space is more Chumrah than Sach Pasel in the case of a small Sukkah with regard to sleeping beneath it. Okay, let's continue weiter. Sif, we're continuing in Sif Beis. We're now in the Ramah. V'dafka sheholech al pnei kol hasukkah. Now, the Ramah here says that this psak, that you're not allowed to sleep beneath the avir, it's only if the open space, the avir, crosses the entire sukkah. O sheyesh bo kedei la'amad bo rosho v'rubo. Or if it is large enough for one to position his head and most of his body there. Otherwise, abav alav achimoter la'ein sukkah she'ein ba nekavim nekavim. Because otherwise, you know, of course you can sleep under it or eat under it, because there's no sukkah that is not dotted with holes anywhere. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Yud Aleph, V'davka, Shaholech, and specifically it's only if the open space crosses the entire sukkah, as he says, Kaya Pachas V'don Tvachim. He's talking here with respect to the situation where we have less than three Tvachim, and even though it does not hassle the sukkah, one cannot sleep under it. So he's explaining, okay, that it's only a problem when it's Holech Apnei Kol HaSukkah. With regard to the halacha that a sukkah is pasul by three tefachim, he clarifies this coming up. Rosho verubo, or if his head and most of his body are under the avir, and in such a case, even if it's not alpnei kol hasukkah, he cannot sleep or eat under it. So he says, Beran, Isa Rosho orubo. He says, in the Ran, it appears that he's saying his head or most of his body, and this is implied by the Ritva as well. Actually, the Ran actually uses both wordings, and the Mefarshim explain that his intent must have been his head or most of his body, because it's highly unlikely that one's head and most of one's body would fit into a space of less than three tefachim. Now, it should be pointed out that the poskim assert that with respect to one's head as well, the intent is that most of one's head must not be under the gaff. Check out the Ritva there, Yutes Amud Aleph, also the Aruch Haner there. You also check out the Chazan Ish in Kuf Membalad Hey. Let's look now weiter in the Ramah. V'hadischach pasel ba'arba v'arba b'shloshon. And the halacha that pasel schach pasels a sukkah at four tefachim, and that open space pasels a sukkah at three, once again, he now clarifies, and he says, this is only where the pasul schach, or the avir, divides the sukkah into two, so that no single space within the sukkah remains with the required amount of sukkah with walls. But however, if at the end of the day a sukkah remains in one place after being split by the pasul schach or the avir going across the sukkah, then it's totally going to be kosher. It's not going to be a problem. Hamakom ahu is going to be kosher. Yaf mishib should be b'chutz in mechubah lo min ha'tzadim. In fact, even what is outside it is kosher if it connects to it from the sides. We'll see what that last line means when we, you know, get into Mishnah Berurah. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. So now he says, sif katan hidgimel. So the only time it's a problem is when it's totally and passes the whole sukkah both sides is when it's hifzik ha'sukkah l'shtayim, it breaks the sukkah into two. What are we talking about? The sukkah we're talking about, how can it split it in half where it's going to passel it and make it that there's no three walls anymore? He said the sukkah itself has three walls. And then you have this pasul schach with the avir crossing its length, and therefore, what? The sukkah is going to passel the whole sukkah. Why? Because since on each side there are only going to be one and a half walls, once split, it's not going to be kosher. Because again, if this airspace of three tefachim or four tefachim pasul schach emanates from that middle wall of the three walls, and it goes all the way across, so then once it splits the sukkah, all you have is two walls that are on, you know, that are made up like a right angle wall, right? You have it, you know, walls kimin gam, without even any third wall at all. So of course it's going to pasul the whole sukkah. However, he says, right, sukkah Yudalad Abalim Nishar. So he says, what does this mean? That is to say, let's say the pasul schach or the open space crosses the sukkah's width. Benishar shir asukkah b'makom echad tzad dofin am sayish asukkah, and then the required measure of a sukkah zayin al zayin will remain in one place on the side of the middle wall of the sukkah. Meaning, if the pasul schach or the avir goes from one wall to the other wall, even in a three wall sukkah, if that which remains between the two parallel walls and the middle wall is zayin al zayin. And of sukkah and schach above, it's going to still be kosher, at least the inner part. And then he says, right, says amakom ahu kosher sukkah tezvav. The yeshal shel default, it has three walls. Afal chelik hachitzon shemeiver hasheni pasul. However, the other outer part is going to be pasul. The ha'ein la kiyim sheyevav, because it only has two walls. And yesh pachas me'arba amos bidofen amtsoy ad sofo shel haschach
pasul.
Af chelik hachitzon kosher. The aminan dofen akuma ad sham. Then he goes on and he says, right, if there are less than four amos from the middle wall to the end of the pasul schach, then even the outer section is going to be kosher, because we're going to apply the halacha of dofen akuma until there. Now, what he basically is saying is, right, although we view the inner part of the schach as a dofen akuma to kosher the outer section of the schach, right, it's still remains permitted to sit under the inner part as well. So that's an interesting chiddush. The poskim add that it's even permitted for two people to simultaneously sit under the two parts of the schach. This is a real right anomaly. That again, if it splits it and then you only have two walls, that's it. But he says, if from the middle wall to the end of the pasul schach, it's less than four amos, then you could go ahead and, you know, use that as dofen akuma, but he's saying at the same time you can still use the inner part up until what? Up until the pasul schach to sit under there as well. Because if it's zayin al zayin, what's the problem? Obviously you can't sit under the pasul schach, okay? But you can sit either under the kasher schach within, closer to the wall, zayin al zayin, or up, or past the pasul schach under the kosher schach, past dalet amos. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues on. This maneuver, obviously, of dofen akuma will only work with pasul schach separating the two parts of the sukkah along its width. Aval im avir masik pasul chelik achiton, then the outer part, okay, that is separated by the avir across its width from wall to wall is definitely pasul. The haba avir lekel meimah dofen akuma, because you can't say dofen akuma with avir, only with like wall, only with, you know, a chetza of wall that is, you know, on the roof. You need roof to become wall. You can't have air become wall in dofen akuma. Now, what's this last line of the Ramah? The af shvi b'chutz, okay? The af shvi b'chutz in mechubra lo min atzadim. Again, Ramah had said, if there's a shir sukkah b'makom echad, then hamakom ahu kasher, then that part is kasher, the inner part, like next to the, right, if you have three walls still left with zayin al zayin, even if it gets split according to its width, it's going to be kasher to the inner part. And he says, "Av shevachutz in mechuber lo min ha'tzadim." So what does this mean? Rotsa lomar, "Pamim av chelik hachitzon shevachutz gam ken kasher, bein b'srach pasul, bein ba'aver, k'gon shemechuber min ha'tzadim." What are you talking about? Sometimes even the outer section that is beyond the open space or invalid schach, that's like parallel, which is seemingly only two parallel walls, with no three walls, is going to be kosher both in the cases of pasul schach and of avir. Namely, if it's what? If it's connected from the sides somehow, right? But if it's connected from the sides, the inner and outer part, it's going to be kosher, right? Others mitzdarev apnimi. Why is it going to be kosher? Because then mitzdarev apnimi v'achitzon lehechsher sukkah. Because the inner and the outer sections will combine toward the required measure of a sukkah. Dahainu afilu. And that is, even if the intersection on its own does not have, this is wild, have the required measure of a sukkah. Wild. This is the Magen Avraham b'shem ha'poskim. Mikol makom, also chelak shel avir, oschach pasul, ein leishev tachta v'kuleyama. However, one for sure cannot sit under that section of open space or pasul, schach, he says, to everybody. And then he says, however, in the Sefer Bikurei Yaakov, he raises doubt about what we wrote, that the inner and outer sections combine to validate the sukkah. He says, here, see there, okay, basically, Bukiyor Yaakov basically says, is psak, that the sections of the sukkah on each side of the space can combine, even if neither on its own has the required measure of a sukkah, is basically reflecting the understanding that a sukkah does not require an actual square of Zion al-Zion, but only that its total area equal that of a Zion al-Zion. And the Magen Avraham and the Taz, however, maintain that the sukkah requires a full square of Zion al-Zion. Therefore, the Bikur Yaakov asserts that according to this position, separate segments cannot combine toward the required 7x7 tefachim, since after all, it's not a solid square of Zion al-Zion tefachim, and you can't use these combinations of being mitzarif, the two sections on the side. Obviously, this is a very heavy-duty lamdasha inyan, and we are now up to Sif Gimel. So this Sif discusses whether pasul schach and open space that are side-by-side can combine to pasul a sukkah. Now, the general halacha is that items that are pasul at the same measure, that combines, while items that are disqualified at differing measures do not combine. So now, as we learn, that which pasuls, based on pasul schach, that's, it needs 4 tefachim. And the disqualifying measure and shear of open space is 3 tefachim. Now, since their respective disqualifying measures, or shiurim, as we say, are not equal, they're not going to combine to pasul a sukkah. However, in a minimum size sukkah, the disqualifying measure, the disqualifying shiurim of pasul schach, as well as avir, are both 3 tefachim. Therefore, in a small sukkah, pasul schach and avir will go ahead and combine. So that's what he says. He says, pasul schach of less than 4 tefachim and an adjacent, right next to it, open space of less than 3 tefachim are not going to combine to pasul a sukkah. Therefore, if there's an avir of 3 tefachim in one place, then even if one reduces it with pasul schach, the sukkah is going to be kasher. It's going to be kosher. So let's see this all in Tifkatan Yud Zayin. This means, even if the pasul schach was in the middle of the sukkah crossing its full length, even so, the open space, the avir that is adjacent to it, doesn't combine with it to pasul the sukkah, because the shiurim, because the shiurim at which they each pasul the sukkah are not equal. Therefore, therefore, their status will be as discussed above in the previous si'ifim, okay? Namely, that the pasul schach and the avir are going to be judged and dealt with independently, each according to its usual rules, since neither on its own is large enough to pasul the sukkah, so the sukkah is going to be kosher. The question is then what their status is with respect to actually using the area underneath. And now the Mishnah Brura is going to proceed regarding this. Okay? As for, he says, Bimkoyim b'schach pasul, as for the area of the schach pasul, kevan de'im b'arba tefachim mutu lishon katov. Since it is not 4 tefachim wide, one can go ahead and sleep under it. Uvimkoyim avir, and as for the area of open space, after Ein Bo Shoshu Tefachim, Ein Yishem Tachtav Kedom Lov Asib Bais. Again, he's just pointing out how we apply it to the previous Sif, and therefore, as for the Avir, even though it is not 3 Tefachim wide, one will not be able to sleep under it, as we saw in Sif Beis. We continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, "Ani b'li b'suka gedola." When do we say they don't join up? That's like a suka gedola. Aval b'ktana she'ein ba'el ha'shiv al-shiv. B'ktana, since there's only Zayin al-Zayin, in Yesh Mein Shneim Shoshu Tefachim, if combined between the pasul schach and the avir, the 3 tefachim, mitzdafer and lipsol, they will join up to pasul because the shiurim are equal. They're equal shiurim of 3 tefachim pasul equally. Therefore, the mitzdarif to pasul the sukkah tana. Look at the Mishnah Brura, sif katan yitches aval b'ktana shom shavim shiurai ladadi, because there the pasuling shiurim are equal because the basic idea the gam schach pasul binom sham b'shosh tefachim lipaslo, because the halacha there for pasul schach as well is not dalet tefachim, but rather 3 tefachim to pasul the sukkah, as we saw at the end of Sif Aleph. Therefore, they join together to pasul the sukkah. If between the two of them there are 3 tefachim, Sif Dalet. Finally, finishing up the siman. In general, the halacha of Lavud tells us that gaps of less than 3 tefachim are disregarded, and that we view the entities on either side of the gap as though they are connected. Generally, this rule is used as a kula. Here we're going to see the issue that Shulchan Aruch discuss, a case where if you employ lavud, it would actually pasul a sukkah. and he will address whether the sukkah will indeed be pasul, utilizing yavud lavud to pasul. Okay, let's see. Sif dalid. If there are two tefachim of pasul sach, another two tefachim of pasul sach, and less than three tefachim of open space between them, it is a suffix. So there's a suffix whether we could use lavud to go ahead and join these two sections of pasul sach of two tefachim to go ahead and pasul the sukkah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan yitayis yesh l'stapik. V'lachem im efshar l'takeh yitakeh. Therefore, it's fine. If it's possible to correct it, one should go ahead and do so. However, if it is not possible to correct it, and one has no other sukkah, then he should sit in that sukkah, but not recite the bracha as sveikos regarding brachas. You know, we're making, we don't go ahead and make the bracha. Since the sukkah might be kosher, it's certainly better to sit in it and not sit in it at all. However, one should not recite the bracha, since the sukkah might be kosher. And the rule is that one does not recite a bracha when there is a suffix of brachas le'hakel. Sip katan chaf mitztarfin, mi wimein v'apsulim arba, lo armin sheikhashav kisasav machmas lavud, lo armin and lavud l'hakmir. However, if the two segments of pasul schach are not for tfachim altogether, then we do not say that the open space is considered closed on account of lavud, as we did not apply lavud le'hakmir. Okay, meaning we do entertain the possibility that when there are altogether four tefachim of invalid schach, we disregard the gap between them and view it as other two segments of in pasul schach are side by side. However, in a case where there are not altogether four tefachim of pasul schach, meaning two on each side, then we definitely do not employ lavud to view it as though the gap itself is filled with invalid schach, thus bringing the total of pasul schach to four tefachim. Check out the Magen Avram there. So again, to apply lavud lahachmir to actually make up, okay, more than what expand the pasul schach, make it actually cheftz of pasul schach. That no one agrees. The only question is whether you could use lavud to attach it lehachmir when you have two full sections. So that's the basic issue. Again, what is the lumdis of such a shaila? That is not for our purposes, but rather for Ian Shear.